Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I want to kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson, I Am All In podcast, 111 Productions, iHeartRadio. I'm joined by Danielle Romo, Amy Sugarman, and we are going to discuss...
Wait, where's Tara?
Yeah, I don't know.
She's coming.
She's coming.
She's just late.
She's coming. She's just late.
Okay. I didn't want to get a thing.
Places to go, people to see.
Her notoriety, because of this podcast, she's blown up. I mean, she's got so many bookings now.
But you this guys, season, I'm so excited for today.
Yeah, it's a very exciting day. Season 4,
we
episode 10.
We have a big announcement.
Nanny and the Professor, we do.
We won't even let Scott talk. Stop talking, Scott. You go. We're so excited because we have a big announcement. But you say the episode we're doing first.
I just did, Nanny and the Professor.
I know, but we interrupted 10. You.
It's okay. This is what the show is about. The nature of the show is interruption. We should call it I Am All Interrupted or something. or The Interruption.
Yeah.
With Scott Patterson. Or just Scott Patted dot dot dot. And then somebody else's voice come in.
Yeah, instead of girl interrupted, it could be Luke interrupted.
Wow.
That is great.
Wow.
Wait. Wow. Luke interrupted. What episode is this? I've interrupted you every time.
10. Season 4.
And the Nanny and the Professor.
The Nanny and the Professor, yeah.
Should we do the big announcement first, though?
I think it's so huge that we need to get it out of the way. Because it's like, how long have we been carrying this around?
We've known about it for a month.
So can I?
We rearranged your entire holiday vacation for
yes,
this.
Yes,
so
you
sorry.
Did. It's no, don't ever apologize for an event of this scope and this size and this. It's so ambitious. And
can I just toot your horn to say how devoted you are? So Scott's about to give an announcement that's really pretty rad, but he was out of town with his family for the holidays. And he said, I will come back. I will fly back into town for this. So we appreciate you.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's going to be so much fun. Listen, gang, here's what we're doing. On December 22nd at Warner Brothers Studios, in conjunction with Warner Brothers Tours, the iHeart Radio, I Am All In podcast team are putting on a live podcast from the gazebo.
Actually, a slight update.
Hang on. Where's it going to be?
The gazebo was too small.
Of course.
We literally just got off a call.
Yes.
The steps of the school.
Good
they
God.
They have expanded us.
Oh, man. Oh, my goshness. It's so we're
couldn't contain us.
They couldn't contain
us. They couldn't. So, the gazebo was not big enough.
So really, that's wild. Oh, Scott. So are they going to build a platform? Is there like
they're like making it so everybody will be able to see, and we'll tell you who the special guests are. Luke's Diner. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kim's Antiques. Mm-hmm. Dosey's Market. Mm-hmm. The Dragonfly. Mm-hmm. It's all back. Like right. It's all going to be.
Right.
Yep.
And it's and it's decorated in all its holiday grandeur, Christmas grandeur.
Rory and Lorelei's. People are going to be able to go by Rory and Lorelei's. Oh,
it's going to be so much fun. And we're going to be doing a live podcast with special guests.
Tell them who they are.
What time though? What time will the podcast?
That's
go
a great
on?
Question. So if you're going to be able to be there in person, you just buy tickets to the Warner Brothers Studio Tour on December 22nd, and you will be there. The big hoopla is at noon. Mm-hmm. So people should go early that day because you're going to be walking around starting like 11 a.m.
Right. Wow. It's a big day.
And
what there's more.
Well, we can't like discriminate against people that don't live in LA, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's right. No,
we have to open this up. We can't just be like, you're missing out because you live in New Jersey.
Right. No. Right.
So
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Or Brazil.
Stars Hollow. What if you live in Stars Hollow?
What if you live in Stars Hollow? In that dimension, right? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, what if you're in Scotland?
Canada.
What if you're in Canada? What if you're in Australia? Let's say you're in Melbourne.
What if you're in Nashville?
Nashville.
So for all those people.
All those people.
We're streaming this baby for you.
We're streaming.
For Butte, Montana. We got you.
Now, just one thing to note about the stream, though, it will be the next day because obviously we have to record it, get all of our ducks in a row, mm-hmm. and then have it for you ready. So on December 23rd at 5 p.m. PST, 8 p.m. Eastern, and then you guys can do the calculations if you live in Australia.
So how do I get tickets to that?
I got you. It's moment.co/IamAllIn.
Now, wait, and .co, not .com.
So
moment.co.
Uh-huh. @IamAllIn. And we'll put this link in our Instagram bio on the,
that's what I was
show
gonna
notes,
ask.
All that stuff. I got you.
Because if
I got
somebody's
all
listening,
you Australians.
If somebody's listening in Wyoming and they said, I can't hear it because those fools are interrupting each other so much. How do I get this info? And you just go to our Instagram.
But we're missing the biggest part. Tell them what the guest, who's
okay,
going to be there.
Scott knows, but we're going to surprise Scott right now, even though he knows. So number one, mm-hmm. we have three special guests.
We
number
have Luke.
One. I forgot. We have Luke. And then we have three more.
Luke's going to be there.
One,
Luke's going to be there.
Is Luke going to be there?
Oh my God. Aris Alvarado Caesar.
Yo, hey. Aris Alvarado is going to be there.
Number two, mm-hmm. the fabulous Rose Abdu Gypsy.
Rose is coming. I didn't know that. That's fantastic. I'm pumped.
Danielle, would you like the honor of revealing?
No, I like what you're doing. Keep going.
What? Okay. Number three, Shelly Cole.
No way. Shelly's coming in. No way.
Yeah.
All right.
AKA Madeline.
Unbelievable.
She's coming all the way from Chilton, right into Stars Hollow.
She's coming to Chilton. Unbelievable.
So, yes, you're going to be able to come in person if you happen to be making a holiday trip to LA or if you suddenly decide to book one. And then if you miss it, you can watch it on the stream, moment.co. And then we may have another surprise after that, but you'll have to stay tuned.
Oh my God. I don't know what the other
I can't take about. Anymore. I can't. It's like literally take. So it's go to moment.co/IamAllIn, right?
Yep.
That's what it is?
The virtual ticket.
For the virtual ticket for the streaming moment.co/IamAllIn.
And I'm telling you, I thought, okay, it's just going to be this like cute little thing. You know, we'll bring a camera. Danielle and I literally are late to this because there was 16 people. I know. I was like 50 people. There's like 16 people on this Zoom preparing, telling us all about like how they're going to be decorating Stars Hollow. And like Scott will be able to walk from here to here and show this off. And these people are coming and the microphones. And it was like a whole thing. I was like, Oh,
yeah.
Well, let me tell you, this is going to be something, because they asked me to show up at the at Stars Hollow a couple of Decembers ago, two or
they
three.
They told us.
And,
they told us.
And it was like, I wasn't announced, and I walked out there, and there were already tons of people out there. We had such a blast with these fans.
That's what they said. They said you stayed, and like, it was amazing.
Oh, yeah. No, we had a great time.
And you just were like, doing your thing. And hey, man, so we're bringing him back. He's going to do his thing.
Yeah, man. I love hanging with the fans. This is going to be super special. This is going to be so much fun.
It's really cool. We're going to make this like an annual thing. This is
and
amazing.
Allegedly on the Zoom that Amy and I were just on, mm-hmm. They're going to have so much merch. So I'm just going to buy everything.
Oh, yeah.
I already said to Danielle, buy everything so that we can wear Gilmore merch for all of 2023. Yeah,
absolutely. And guess whose coffee you're going to be able to.
That's right.
They brought that up.
Yeah.
They brought that up.
Yeah. Some Scotty P's Big Mug coffee. You'll be serving cups of coffee to people. And I think you'll be able to buy bags of coffee as well.
Yeah. They thanked us for that. We're like, don't thank us.
Anyway, right, this is going to be a good time.
So how do they, if they want to fly in from wherever, how do they get tickets? Where do they go to get tickets? Warner Brothers VIP tour?
You just go
tours?
To the Warner Brothers like tour, yeah. And then you'll be able to get them for the 22nd. Right. Yeah, gotcha. It's all
if
on there. And if you follow us on Instagram, we can probably repost it. But I know it was on the Gilmore Girls Instagram.
Yeah. So go to the Warner Brothers site and you'll be able to get these tickets. And man, that is just... you know, it was just a little idea, right? And then
it was like, first of all, it was the littlest idea ever.
It was like this and nothing thing. It's like, why don't we do
it?
We
were like, Scott, do you want to come back? What do you think? And then we're like, let's get everybody. Really good.
WBstudiotour.com. WBstudiotour.com. I'll say it one more time. WBstudiotour.com. If you want to fly in or you want to drive in, and be there.
Yeah, you could totally drive. Like if you live in San Francisco, just boat. Yeah. Wait, you guys. So are we ready to start talking about this episode today? Because I have another surprise.
Oh, you do?
Another?
Okay. Now, if I was a really good friend, I would have gotten this. I did buy these for you guys, but I couldn't figure out how to get them to you. So I'll figure it out. But
FedEx?
Oh,
look at this.
So I got a giant... humongous bar of Toblerone at Target because they talk about it. Now,
no marzipan? No marzipan?
Come on, stop.
No marzipan.
Oh my God, the marzipan. So I couldn't get the fruit marzipan, but this is like chocolate marzipan, but I'm ordering the fruit. So by the next time we tape, we're going to do a taste test. But can I just taste this
dark
chocolate with marzipan? They really made marzipan seem disgusting.
Yeah,
they did, right?
Eat it.
Is it not? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. This is like
so that's chocolate dark marzipan. Chocolate. Okay.
Yeah, you know what it's... I don't think I've ever had marzipan before, but like, is it like fondant?
No, it's like a... shortbread.
Oh.
This is not bad at all.
Oh, God. That's
yes, it is. Yes, it is.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
Oh, God, why? Wait, that is really weird what just happened.
What happened?
Why?
What happened?
Oh, God.
Put it down. Don't eat it again.
It's not good. The first bite.
Right.
I hit the chocolate.
Sure.
So I thought, yeah, this is delicious. It just tastes like dark chocolate.
There you go.
You guys.
And then what happened?
Why?
Is there a filling? Is there a cream filling that
it's like
ruined the party?
You see that?
What is that? Is that
so I thought that was going to taste like a sugar cookie. No, it doesn't.
What does it taste like?
What does it taste like? Let me try and give it to you one more time.
Like rubber? Is it rubbery?
No.
Is it like fondant? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you know, when they put fondant on a cake?
Yeah.
That's what it seems like to me. And you just never eat the fondant.
This is not good.
What? Really?
Oh, God. The chocolate is great. But when you get to the marzipan, how do I explain this?
I don't know.
Is it like the inside of a jelly bean texture?
No, the texture seems like cookie dough, but it doesn't taste like cookie dough. It has like a tangy. There's sort of a strange tang that I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And there's I almost said the F word. There's an after. There's a... aftertaste that's not good.
That's like maybe boiled frog.
I now understand why Rory did not swallow this. She was like,
you can definitely keep that, but feel free to send
it.
No,
I brought it for you guys too, and I'm going to order you the fruit baskets.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. Always looking out for
That's
us.
Not good. That's actually not
and
good.
And she all continues right. to eat it.
Yeah, I mean, it's here.
All right, so let's talk about the episode. I'm excited. This is exciting. And what do we think about this episode, Danielle? What do you think?
I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to talk about it. Should we synopsize?
Yeah.
I think we should.
Okay.
Quick note, a lot of people wrote in on the Instagram that they like to watch Last Week and This Week always back to back, which now I get that.
That makes sense.
I get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is season 4, episode 10, The Nanny and the Professor, air date January 20th, 2004. Jason and Lorelai take their relationship to the... what just happened?
She's still gagging on that
the
stuff.
The marzipan is so...
The faces. You gotta see the faces.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Jason and
Lorelai...
They
were not kidding. I think they ate marzipan when they filmed that because... Their faces are exactly.
I know they did because they're dedicated actors.
Yeah. And it was
they
there.
Wanted the so real they, deal.
Yeah. And they, oh, sorry to the marzipan people. It's not good. Continue, Dan.
Okay. Jason and Lorelai take their relationship to the next level with a sleepover.
No but, kidding, by the way.
Yeah.
Wow. But, wow. With unusual and luxurious circumstances and keep it a secret from Emily and Richard. Plus, Paris is continuing her affair with Professor Fleming and is dying to tell Rory, but she pretends she doesn't know. Mm. And Michelle feels threatened with his job at the Dragonfly Inn as Tobin makes a comeback.
Mm. First of all, this episode is home run.
It absolutely is. I agree with you. I think it was pretty spectacular all the way around. What did you think, Amy? What did you think, Amy? Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to jump to the end, but
no,
I mean...
No, just an overall impression. So we're
amazing. Really good.
These two episodes, the one prior and this one, pretty darn good entertainment, I'll tell you.
Yeah. I had one thing that annoyed me that I didn't catch the first
bone
time.
Bone to pick.
Here we go. Yeah.
No. It's not even... It's a bone to pick with myself. I watched the last episode.
Self-picking bone.
Yeah, self-picking bone. So the last episode, when it ended with Paris kissing the professor, I was like, oh my God, she's kissing the professor.
Yes.
And then this episode, I was like, oh my God, she cheated on Jamie.
Yeah. Huh.
I didn't even have that, like, that thought in the last episode. Uh-huh. But this episode, I was like, she's cheating on Jamie. How dare her? That's
I don't know.
So mean.
Are you that invested in Jamie? I mean, do we know Jamie that well? I mean, he seems like a nice kid, right? He's a nice kid.
He's sweet and puts up with Paris's sort of Paris-ness.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Asher.
What are you going to do? I mean, how do you compete with a 60-year-old man, a dashing, dashing figure?
Wait, okay. First of all, going back to the beginning, though, did you guys think that Rory and Lorelai had fresh haircuts?
Yes, Rory 100%. I noted
Rory,
it.
Rory 100%.
Hair's way shorter.
Yeah, way shorter. Yeah.
I thought they both had fresh haircuts. And Stars Hollow was so wet. Did you guys notice that in the beginning? It's very wet.
They do that, though, right? Like what is it called? The water down, wet down?
Well, you hose the streets down. You know,
it makes it look cooler, right?
Well, it makes it look clean and fresh. You want that fresh coat.
And a quick shout out to the early aughts, as they say, with the very, very, very long scarves.
Right.
Remember those?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like they were so extraordinarily long, they weren't keeping anything warm. Way down to the knees. Yeah. But respect on the fashion.
Killer leather jacket. Really?
Agreed.
Really,
now, Scott.
That was New York City style. Yes.
Talk about Lane working for you.
I know.
She was working like her hair was on fire, wasn't it? I mean, she was just really just going at it.
She was jamming.
Luke was all out of sorts. You know, it's like, it's enough already with it. He had nothing to do.
I can't remember if you say it or Rory or Lorelai say it, like, yeah, I kind of blew the interview.
Luke said that.
Oh, man.
So good. Yeah. Now, wait, did we skip Christmas? I'm thinking it's January, she's back in school, that we just skipped over Christmas this year.
It's a little strange, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. We went, it's a little confusing, but I think we did.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's clearly had break and is heading back to school early.
Yeah, and this episode aired January 20th. So they're not going to do a Christmas episode in January.
That's why they've got the fresh haircuts. That's why, we miss Christmas.
So we're doing it. Okay. Well, there you go. you know, and no Penland Lot, no discussion of her. She disappeared. No conflict between Richard and Emily over Penland Lot. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
What's going on there? Right. That's there's some questions hanging out there.
Yeah.
Some big matzo balls hanging out there. We got to take a swing at them. So what do we have?
Take a swing at them.
Take a swing at some matzo balls.
So, okay. So we kind of, we see Luke's diner and then we get right to the Michelle stuff. Mm-hmm. So we get right to Suki's house and we find out that Tobin's back as the nanny. Thoughts?
Real baby. That's my thought.
I wrote, that is not a rubber baby. Scott, do not even try to tell me.
Hang on a second. You would be shocked at how good some of these prosthetic artists are to create lifelike rubber babies. They can do it.
This one was real.
It seems real to me.
I thought it was real as well, but then I realized that is a long scene to shoot, right? That's a long scene to shoot. I mean, that was an involved scene with four people, right? Yep. And that takes several hours to do that, you know? And I don't, and
taking, I don't trust myself. I don't trust my eyes anymore because I wrote, that's a real baby.
That's and a then dynamic I'm like, rubber baby.
Right?
Real dog or fake dog?
Mechanical. That's anybody? That's a fake. That's a real dog. Yeah,
that was a real dog.
That's a real dog. Yeah,
well, you're not gonna fake it. The dogs, right?
You can't fake a dog that well.
You pay the dog, but you don't have to pay so much for the dog.
The dogs are expensive. The dog trainers are expensive. That's a big expense. Oh sure.
Oh wow.
Oh sure. Every time Paul Anka came, or the one time, or
don't she doesn't know Paul Anka?
Who doesn't? Who?
I don't.
I didn't say anything. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Just full of it. Making stuff up.
It's out of my brain.
Are you kidding me? Who's that? Oh, I don't even know who that is. I don't know what happened to me. Oh, God. I got hit by lightning or something.
Oh, God.
But yeah, that was a long scene. So I'm thinking dynamic rubber baby. Like top drawer, top of the line rubber baby. I mean, there's
the Mercedes of that, rubber baby.
That was a Porsche baby. That was a Ferrari.
Huh? What do you think of Tobin?
Oh, Tobin! All right, now we can start rocking and rolling. How you doing, huh?
I'm good. How are you?
Such a superstar now. She's so busy.
Ask her. Huh? Ask her.
First question: was the baby real or fake?
Fake, right?
Yeah, I thought so. No! I think so.
I thought it was a real baby.
It blinked. The arms moved.
You'd be amazed.
Then it blinked kind of robotically. Yeah. I was like, listen, what?
This is an industry that created the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. You believe that that thing got smashed up pretty good. Come on.
So aside from the baby, thoughts on Tobin and Tobin versus Michelle? Like, gnarly.
Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of vibing Michelle on that one because that was annoying. That was
Toby
just
like, is not even competition. Like yeah. He's not even the same, like,
different ball game.
Like, yeah.
Right, right.
So we're 4-for-4 team Michelle.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh sure.
Also shout out to Michelle's designer jeans.
Michelle was looking pretty sporty, yeah, wasn't he? Was. Yeah. Was he looking sporty? Guy keeps in good shape, you know? He's
So we go to after that Friday night dinner, and poor Tara missed the marzipan tasting.
Oh, you dodged.
I've had marzipan though.
Dodged thoughts? A bullet there.
What are your thoughts on
marzipan? It's like chalk.
Tangy chalk. Tangy chalk.
Tangy chalk.
Yeah, tangy.
It's like tangy chalk. Like,
it's so funny because I watch all those like cooking shows, like, you know, like the Christmas Wars and all that stuff, and they always are like. Because you have to make stuff with isn't that right? Am I wrong? Is it like marzipan?
Danielle wanted to compare it to fondant or whatever
fondant,
it's called.
That's what I'm thinking of, yes.
Because marzipan's different than fondant.
Okay, then I'm mixing it up.
I don't know.
But I've had both.
Fondant.
I don't think you eat fondant. Is it fondant? Fondant.
Yeah.
Fondant.
You eat it.
You don't die if you eat it.
It's edible, but like you're not really supposed to, right?
You can though. Like it's like it's like rice paper. You know, like when like you can still eat it.
Huh. You know what I don't trust though? Edible flowers.
Mm, you know, right. I don't either.
Right. That's a big.
But as they said, but as they said in the show, it's better than a goat, right?
Oh my God. So what did you think, Scott, when Digger showed up at the door?
You know, I thought Digger provided a lot of life to this episode, and I think to the show. I mean, it just sort of he's lifting it up.
He really,
you know, I was resisting him a little bit because I just think. You know, the thing is he really matches Lorelai's energy very well.
Do you think that's because Eigemann, I'm assuming that's how you say his last name, is such a great actor? Is that why it's elevating so much? Because that guy is such a great actor.
Yeah, I do. Digger. I do. I think
I kind of do, too.
I think he falls under the category. There are no, and it's not a small role, right? But it's not a forever role.
Right.
There are no small roles. There are just small actors, and he's not a small actor. He's a terrific actor, and he's really bringing the energy, and he's really bringing the intention, and he's not messing around. And when he convinced Lorelai to spend the night, I thought, boy, this guy's good.
Yeah,
and he's kind of like the only guy that's kind of like throwing curveballs at Lorelai.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like she's kind of
challenging her.
Yeah. And we'll get to it because I want to have a big debate about
it. Well, I think Luke is in his way.
Of course.
But now we're talking about a more truncated period of time. Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off and I need something that works fast. That's where Astapro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray, and it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So, if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I want to debate the whole thing in a minute. We'll get to it. About him bringing that date to the event. Because at first I was pissed and then I was like, well, actually, wait a minute. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So did you guys catch, and I don't know if we need to rewatch it, but when Digger comes in, did anyone catch the little glance between Lorelai and Rory? Yes. Wasn't that amazing? It was like, I almost missed it, but it was so brilliant. Brilliantly acted.
I wrote it down as the glance, like, literally proves that Lorelai really likes him. Mm-hmm. I was like, this scene, I'm like, she's excited for Jason.
And I thought it was a glance of, I know and you know, but nobody else knows and we know. Like, I literally wrote, did you guys see that? Because I was so curious if everybody caught it.
You know, Jason Stiles is Christopher Hayden with his you know what together.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, actually, yes, Scott. That's really true because he does have that same ping pongy back forth. I can keep up with you like Christopher.
Right. But Jason's a shark. You know, he's going to be successful. He's either going to end up in jail for the rest of his life or he's going to be really successful. He's just got that energy. You can just tell, you know?
And he's so straightforward about liking her, too, because when she sneaks over and calls him from the window and he's in the car and he's like, I thought about you a lot. And it's like, oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he really wants her and he's not afraid to say how much he really wants her. And he's, you know, it's kind of appealing. He's being direct in some very humorous and very clever ways and without you know, appearing like he's whipped. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's doing that at the same time. He's kind of standing his ground and keeping a little distance, a little protection. So it's kind of cool to watch. Yeah. I like it. It's a nice energy. You know, it's a very nice energy.
Yeah.
I got to give him props. And but that marzipan, it's like Velveeta or plutonium, as they say.
Oh, true. So then we go back to Paris and Asher, and it's just like, oh, wow. Oh. What is happening?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Like, is that not awkward for them?
And gross?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just a little
creepy. Now, also, Asher is not married, right? He's just an old single cat, right?
We don't know.
I think so.
No, I don't know.
I don't remember.
I can't imagine he would be.
Also, why would she do it, like, anywhere near, like, the campus?
She wants to get caught, you guys. Like, she wants everyone to know. Right. Like, we find that out with Rory. She's
dying to talk to Rory.
Yeah.
About
she's down.
Yeah, this is a big feather in her cap. You know, she bagged a Yale professor. It's like a dream come true. You know? Yeah.
She was gussied up. Did you guys notice that?
She was 100%. She was a little like more put together and elevated.
Yeah, you know? She was like bringing it. So first we go back. So then I think this is where Rory like escapes back to Stars Hollow and tells her mom that Paris is dating Asher. Mm-hmm. I think that's when Lorelai's like 60, like 60.
That's really funny. That's really funny. 60.
Like 60, 60? I mean, because it is a little, Paris is literally what, 19 at the most?
It has to be at the most. 18, 19. It's freshman year.
I mean, 60 isn't dead. What's the problem? You know, come on.
60 is great for those of us near 60. But
or past
19 and
not someone with a teen in their age.
No, that's not good. Yeah. That's not going to work. No.
Creepy. I just wrote ox. So awkward.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. You know.
He's not even like George Clooney, like 60. You know how old is George Clooney? Like
pushing 60.
Yeah, but I think he is. Yeah.
But I don't think teenagers are into Clooney.
Yeah, really? I agree.
We
are,
like, but we're not teenagers.
Right.
True.
Right.
So wait. So teenagers
are. How old are you?
30.
Oh my God. Yeah, Clooney. You're about the tail end for Clooney.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Barely made it.
But favor. Interruption. Favor. I need the grandma. I don't know what it is. A cookie jar in the corner of the kitchen. Like, how can anyone go on eBay and tell me if they can find me that grandma? I need the grandma to go with my Hello Kitty clock. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, it was in a couple episodes.
What is it? Is it a cookie jar?
It's a. It looks like a cookie jar.
I need it. I need it.
Okay. All right. All right. We're on it. We're on it. I'll get my crack staff on it right away.
So, quick little note, and I don't want to mess this up. I think Michelle called. Is that right? Michelle calls on the phone. The phone rang and Michelle was on the phone. And that's why Lorelai has to like run over there to Suki's.
Mm-hmm.
No, she is calling. Or sorry, Michelle is calling Lorelai.
That's right, because of the baby.
Yeah, okay. The baby got stuck under the bed.
We'll get into that. But right, first of all, that was insane. But before that,
heart stopping.
When Rory makes a reference and says, I think they were getting out the potter's wheel. Was that a ghost reference? Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
It was quick.
Who was getting? Oh, you
I
mean
thought
with
that she was saying, I thought that Rory said it, saying that Paris was getting out the potter's wheel. And my thought was, oh my God, is she talking about the scene in Ghost? But I don't know. Maybe we'll get to that in pop culture later this week.
Probably not. Because that had nothing to do with age. Or maybe it was like, you know, no, it would actually be a good joke because, you know, Swayze's dead. And at the potter's wheel and Paris is with a guy who's, I don't know. You know.
I thought it was because she was so gagged by the fact that they were going to be sexy or something. I don't know. We'll have to keep
they have no future. What are they going to do? He can't take her anywhere. Right? It's just going to be like these escape weekends where they have to keep their heads down. And, it's like, how long is that? You know, she's going to get
literally. It's like, where is this going?
Where's it going? Where's it going?
To Nowheresville, but I guess think about that when you're in the moment.
No, I guess not.
You guys, the baby under the bed was a little bit...
That was stressful for me. I'm sorry. I mean, that was like...
And just... Come on.
I mean, there was actually, it's like, really? Well, he appears to be sleeping. When he said that, I thought, oh my God, he's dead. I mean, he had to lift the bed to get him out. I mean, it's like,
first of all, this is a baby. Bone to pick on the bed lifting because they didn't lift the bed. They lifted the mattress.
Right.
And I'm like, the baby's under the bed. Right. So bone to pick there. Like, at least lift the bed. Number two, you not immediately call 911?
Yeah, what is his problem? There's a baby stuck under the bed, maybe crushed. Maybe not breathing.
Crawl under the bed and get the baby.
Jesus.
Like,
he is hitting
so bad.
Oh, that was bad. That was stressful to me. As a dad, I'm like,
I was stressed at roll, unroll the baby.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
No.
Right. He was taking his time describing all this, and then they said, well, he's under the bed stuck. I think he's asleep.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking, Jesus.
Wait, what did he call it? What was the game?
I don't like, I just remember roll, unroll.
What was it? Like, crate.
And he called him Truman. Truman's under the bed.
He called it it. And she kept saying, not him.
And then I swear he named the baby Truman.
Yes, I do. Yes, he did.
The funny line was that when he called Jackson the potato man, that made me laugh a little bit. That was.
So look, not the guy you want babysitting your highly skilled put together rubber baby. You don't even want him babysitting a rubber baby.
He hates Tobin that much.
Oh yeah.
I'm still kind of uncomfortably stressed about that scene.
Yeah.
It was a disturbing scene.
Because this is not a four-year-old that you're roughhousing with a little bit.
Those were disturbing images that your mind is conjuring because you can't see it. But I was just like, boy, this is stressful, right?
Newborn.
Uh-huh. Disturbing images. Yeah. Well, we got through it, right? We got through the scene. It was a funny scene at the expense of an injured rubber baby.
Okay. So that's a great question, Scott. It was a funny scene.
It was.
So am I to just suspend like reality and not worry about the fake rubber baby enjoy the scene? Or do I go...
I
think we need to call Child Protective Services.
No, Stars Hollow and Gilmore Girls is a very safe place. And I think that that's been well established, that nothing bad can happen, nothing bad will happen.
Okay.
So even if they, you know, they serve you this dish that appears to taste maybe not as, it's not as palatable as we're used to, we can rest assured that we're not going to end up on the can all night. You know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, God.
There you go.
That is so true.
There you go.
So, Tara, the moment you've been waiting for.
Yes.
Paper hats.
Oh, well, I was like, what is it?
It's your big moment. Take it, run with it.
I was just going to say, is this the first time, at least maybe in college, that Paris was like, I really want your opinion, Rory. Like, I was like, wow, Paris is changing.
Huh.
Hmm.
The way she said it seemed genuine, too. Not like, you know, like she's like, I really want your opinion on this piece. Did you get to read it yet?
I feel like it's she wants a reason to talk about Asher.
Yes, I do too. Because that's what the hat. What was it? What was the deal with the hat? She made this elaborate paper hat, and
well, it was like their hazing thing, right?
Sure, yeah. But her, you know, Paris's was actually kind of great looking, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was gorgeous, elaborate, like so well made.
So
my favorite was a newspaper with just the rubber band.
That guy's legit. Is that the same guy that was in the Breakfast Club with Marty?
I don't think that's him.
Same dude, right?
Same dude. Very, very memorable type.
But to whoever's point about Asher, yes, because they were talking about how like it was the most intimate piece, you know, that they've ever seen written about a professor. And I think it like kind of goes back to you know, her wanting to tell Rory so bad. Like she wanted Rory to read it so she could be like, what's going on?
Well, and then
she
got the call right after. So,
well, yeah. I'll tell you, he must really be in love with Paris because he's got to know that no matter what she says, like he's probably saying to her and, you know, between the sheets, you can't tell anybody. You can't say anything about this because it could cost me my career and my reputation, everything. I'll be out of this place. And here she is blabbing it to her roommate or wanting to blab it to her roommate.
And it's like,
and and she's already told her mom. Rory's already told her mom. And who's Lorelai going to tell? I mean, it's like, it's out.
Yeah. So. I mean, it also is weird because, like, for Rory at least, because it's her grandpa's friend dating her friend.
And also, I think that Rory's very jarred by the age difference. I think that's creepy.
That's the main thing
out
for her. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's God.
She doesn't understand. She doesn't understand that love is timeless. It transcends the generations.
I know. Wait, Danielle, what did Danielle say earlier in the show? She said,
love is love.
Love is love.
Which I do stand by. However, this is just a little cringe.
Yeah. And I also think like, okay, so Paris gets the call clearly from Asher and then Rory has to cover for her, which I think Rory's doing because she's a great friend, but it's like, oh, that is putting her in a weird position.
Yeah.
But this does provide a chance to create some scenes for Paris as she's out shopping for diapers and denture cream. Thank you. I just wanted to slip that in.
He'll be here all week.
Diapers and denture.
Your waitresses, thank you.
Let's get to Digger's apartment.
Let's do it. Okay. Let's do it. Yes.
I have something right off the bat. Why is his kitchen look like a restaurant kitchen? Like there's no shelves. I mean, there's no like cabinets. It's just like
my bone to pick it's so was good. In such a swanky apartment. Uh-huh. Why is it like walk in the door kitchen?
Okay, I thought it was awesome. I mean, like, I would live in Digger's
that kitchen,
apartment.
That
for
kitchen
sure.
Was messed
do we
up.
Think Digger has a condo? It's not a house.
That's a maybe it's a townhouse.
It's a townhouse.
It's a townhouse.
Townhouse. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's it's got a bad kitchen.
Just that poor dog. I was just like
dog.
That poor dog.
What
just
was
there?
Cyrus.
So
right?
Cyrus.
Yeah. Cyrus.
Cyrus. Yeah. I didn't even run up to him when he opened the door. I'm like, this dog is traumatized just in the corner.
Oh, my God.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at the Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
The thing I thought was weird is she said he doesn't have tchotchkes, when I'm like, he has so much decor in there.
Yes. Yeah. But it was a done place. I don't know that he had done it. I think he had somebody come in there and do that.
Maybe he didn't have personal cheesy tchotchkes like Lorelai, but the decor.
Right.
There was nothing out of place. Right. I think that's the difference. Right. Versus Lorelai's house has this
Right. There's no clown pillow or grandma cookie jar.
Yeah.
Yeah. But clean place, clean, well-lit place.
Wants to live there? Hello.
I'll take it. No, I need a big house with acreage. You know, I don't want to live in like that.
I'll take the guest bedroom.
What's it like to be rich, Scott Patterson?
Well, you don't walk in the door in kitchen. You know, it's like
Wait, so should we keep
you walk in the door in foyer?
So. We'll go out of order. Should we keep talking about Digger and Lorelai? Okay, so you guys go, because I've got so many questions for you.
Go ahead.
Okay, number one, did they sleep together too soon?
I don't think so.
I mean, there aren't a lot of choices, right? I mean, that she's been presented with. So
she's an empty nester-ish.
Okay.
She has been on a big elaborate date with him at least once.
Yeah, right, true. Right.
And this she time talks to him often. And she knows who he is.
Right.
Yeah, she was at his house. I think it was kind of like...
I would say it's too soon, except for the fact that they've known each other since camp. So I'm going to...
How long did it take for her to sleep with Max?
Longer. I think a bit of time.
So there was sort of more... there were more obstacles.
Yeah, yeah. And they didn't know each other before, right? They didn't know each other before.
And plus, I think because... Jason is involved with a business partnership with her father. She's gonna push the envelope there, isn't she? To get back at daddy.
Definitely. Okay. So my next question for you all is, so say you're Lorelai and your dude Digger wants you to sleep in the guest room.
Wow. Thoughts? But he sold it really well, because he was honest about it. And I, you know, of course, at first you're horrified. What a creep. But then he kept selling it and I bought it. I'm like, yeah, okay. I'll go in there and watch a TV. Screw it. Take a bath. I don't have to deal with anybody else's, you know, sweaty arms on me in the middle of the night. You know, it's like
the guest room was a five-star.
It was better than his bedroom.
He said it really well. He was like, you like me because of my quirks.
Right.
Well, this is a quirk. Right. And I was just like, ooh, good setup there.
But it's almost a little too slick and a little too manipulative.
That's
the problem.
A little bit like how many ladies have been in this guest room?
Right. He's good at it. He's practiced that. He's done that before.
Yeah, he's had that line in his back pocket. Yeah.
Now, I will say, I cannot handle snoring. So if someone snores, you sleep in the other room with no problem. So I don't know why I was so jarred by him asking her to sleep in the other room, because say they're sleeping together, right? And he snores, she's going to get up and go in that other room with no problem.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is like off the bat, they just slept together. He was like,
yeah,
so you have to sleep in the other, in the other room.
Bad.
Yeah.
No future.
I would have been like, I would have packed my stuff up and gone out.
Yeah, no future.
She wanted to. She kind of wanted to leave.
She should have kept. Yeah. She should have kept going.
And then he was like, "I want to make you breakfast." So I'm like, oh "My God, what's? I don't know how I feel about
it." It's a lot of weird and a lot of good and a lot of energy.
I think she stayed because if she left, it would have been like maybe that was it.
Yes.
And so maybe she stayed because she's like, "Well, I do like him. I do want to have breakfast here, but if I leave, it's kind of like ending it."
Yeah.
Yes. I think if she left, you're right, Tara. If she left, they're done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thoughts on his robe and then her robe.
I just want to know where she did she pre-pack her black little nightie?
Like, I thought
where
of
did that come
I thought,
from?
Okay. Thank you, Danielle, because I literally had to take 10 minutes to figure this out. I think it was under her dress.
I
so
do
she's
too.
Wearing that like red dress.
Yeah, I do too.
The red dress with this and the thing. I think she was, or at least we're to assume, she was wearing it under the red dress.
Like prepared for the night?
Or just, I don't know, I guess. I don't know. I think some ladies, fancy ladies, wear those under dresses.
All right, good for her.
Like a lot of ladies wear shapewear, so I think that's sort of the
Yeah, but shapewear is totally different.
If you look like Lorelai, maybe you don't need shapewear and you just wear that like beautiful negligee.
It just adds a layer though. Like shapewear, like,
oh my God, I totally agree.
I have nothing to contribute to this.
It's okay. First of all, how smoking was the red dress?
She looked great this episode. Yeah. I'll give it to her. She's on a roll this season for sure.
Yeah, it's a good season.
I agree with Tara though. Adding an extra layer is like, oh God. I knew she was watching Colbert though. I heard Colbert's voice and I was like, oh my God. And then I did the math because I'm like, he wasn't doing the late show. It's the Daily Show. And then she mentions it. That was Colbert's voice. I wonder if you have to get permission. I wonder if they had to get...
I'm sure.
They probably did.
Is it the same network or no?
I was just about to ask that.
No, the Daily Show is on Comedy
Central. It's not permission. You pay for it.
Yeah. Oh, Scott, thank you. Oh.
They played a clip. I appeared on Euphoria. A clip of Gilmore.
What in the actual F? How have you not told us this?
Wait a minute, season one or two?
I don't know. I just got a check. I got my agent called me and said,
"Oh my God,
do you approve this?" And you know, this is how much you'll get paid for it. And I'm like, "Yeah."
I
don't even know what they were talking
that.
About. What?
So Warner Brothers approves it, and then you, because it's your like voice and likeness.
Well, they have to go to me. Yeah, they have to go to me to get approval. Yeah.
So you got paid through from HBO for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Did you say hell yeah?
It's season one, episode three.
I think I did.
No. Yeah. How did you figure that out so fast, Tara? Wait. So it's Euphoria. Season one, episode three. Do we know what Gilmore episode?
No.
Hold on. This Reddit page is loading.
Wait, Scott, that's pretty major.
Oh, it's because you guys. So it says someone wrote on Reddit, "I just took up on Euphoria. As I was watching, I got super caught off guard when suddenly out of nowhere, Luke appeared on the screen saying his 'I'm all in' line."
Oh! Euphoria endorses this podcast. Yeah.
Yes,
oh, yes. Yeah. I am straight shook right now. What?
Oh,
wait,
my God.
No, Euphoria is so the biggest cool. show on television.
Hey, yeah. man, you know, they needed a little look. They needed
I want to know what? Who Here's was watching.
You don't have to answer, but I know what every single one of us is thinking and what every single person listening on their headphones right now.
What?
How much was that check?
Yeah, tell us.
Let me tell you, but I bought a whole herd of reindeer. I'm not saying where I got the money.
Tell us, can you tell us, does it have...
How many zeros?
Oh, stop it.
I'm just going to, he won't answer, but I'm going to take a guess of what stop I think it was.
I say $50,000.
Stop it.
No, too high. I think that's too high.
That's too high.
I think it's, I was going to go 5,000.
Do you
now?
Do you?
I don't even know.
Is how much HBO has some cash. Well, yeah. I guess this is just the
50,000 is way too much. They could just.
15?
We just told them to back up the truck. We're going to back up the truck. You just keep filling
Warner
it up.
Brothers make
when it's
money
heavy
on
enough,
that?
When the back tire starts sinking down, then we'll
they
pay
must.
It off.
Gilmore Girls or Warner Brothers must make money on it too. There's a lot of hands in that till, yeah. right? Because it's their show. Yeah. And then you. Whoa. Huh. Wow.
Yeah, hello. I got $2.84. That's what I got.
Thanks for tuning in to the Business 101.
And I took it all in pennies too.
Oh my God, pennies. You took it all in. Oh God. Okay. So, let's talk about their breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like cheese in your eggs? Why? Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Love cheese in my eggs, but not cold on top.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. Right.
It has to be like an omelet mixed
right,
in.
You got
to
mix it in.
Yeah, it's still got to be in the pan over some heat to get that cheese all melty.
Right.
I don't like it so melty. I felt like the eggs were piping hot, the cheese would get just melted enough.
Mm. I mean, I tell you, if I made you my eggs with the melted cheese and the green onions,
I'm coming over, Scott.
Yeah, man, I tell you, your mouth is having a party. It's my kid loves it. He wants me to make it every morning. I'm saying, so I'm too tired.
What do you make? Oh. Eggs with green onions?
Green onions and cheese.
Cheese?
Yeah. And peppers. Mm.
Peppers.
Oh, yeah. But there's a way I cut it. It's the way that I cut it. Okay.
God, I didn't.
And it's the way that I prep the pan. Okay.
I don't know why I didn't think Scott would be a chef when
he's Luke.
Works at a diner.
What are you talking about? I've been cooking my whole life. I love it. I love it. It relaxes me.
Now, please debate this. Mm. Do you think that they should tell the Gilmores? Where do you guys stand on that?
I actually agree with Jason. Hmm? Never thought I would say that.
He's right. He's right about, you know, spinning a web and you're going to get caught in it and it's just too stressful.
Yeah.
If they get
caught, it's worse than if they tell them.
It jeopardizes his business relationship with Richard.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because then he seems a little shady and deceptive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sleeping around with his boss's daughter.
Mm. Yeah. And obviously you don't think it's something we would approve of. That's why you didn't tell us. What else are you hiding from me?
Lorelai should be sort of appreciative that he wants to tell everybody. He's like,
right.
Do you know what I mean?
She just doesn't want to deal with it.
I think she's always so weird about telling her parents about relationships.
Everything,
though. I don't think it's just Digger. I think it's just everyone.
Right. It's almost like she doesn't need to get approval from them. Screw them. Let's just do what we want. And that's maybe a window into how she sees that relationship.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe all
relationships. At some point it becomes toxic because it's like, you keep spinning the same wheel over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just break the cycle and be up front and maybe things will go better.
But she ends up with Digger. Then she has that legitimate life that Richard and Emily want her to have. Right.
Yeah.
And that goes against her grain. So it's sort of it's a push pull with Digger.
Yeah.
You know? She likes him. He's great and a little quirky. That kind of keeps things interesting and weird. And that's kind of right in her wheelhouse because she's quirky as hell, too.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't say she's not quirky and strange. You know, it's like, no, really. I mean, she's the stand-up comedian and he's like, you know, he's the business guy and he's got some quirks. And Yeah, it's perfect conflict. It's like, oh, you found the euphoria scene.
Oh, somebody my found God, it. Jackie oh, found it.
Oh, bring Jackie. It. Oh, bring it.
So to interrupt, Jackie has the euphoria scene. We are ready.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Do we need a warning before starting this? Have you seriously, seen euphoria?
Oh, Lauren got paid, too.
Oh, so wait. Stephen Moyer got paid.
Wait, so is this like a montage?
Was it True Blood? Oh, my God. What is happening?
Anna Paquin.
Oh, my God. And Scandal.
Scandal.
In the
world. Oh, I get it. So they it's spent like a
real men, dough. Men who never leave her.
They spent a ton of dough because they had break her heart. You and Lauren.
Right.
They had True Blood.
Right.
And they had Scandal in there with Kerry Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Not mm-hmm. cheap. That was not cheap.
That was not a cheap 5 seconds.
No, that was serious.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
But so it's funny because it's also like the lab. It's not even like showing it. It's someone watching it on a laptop.
Oh. Yeah. It's, oh my God. Yeah. They're watching it on a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if that goes cheaper.
Well, I think they're going to play the most expensive one first.
Not the full quality.
Ah, summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at the Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Okay, wait. So back to where we were at. How sort of gutted were you when? So we go to Friday night dinner now, and they've got the whole historical society over, and suddenly, who wasn't wearing underwear? And she says Jason's date, and I sort of felt horrible mm-hmm. when I heard that.
Yeah, I felt bad for her.
Why?
Because Lorelai just found out that her dude took another girl to a fancy shindig.
But I get it. I get it. Like, everything he said, like his explanation, I completely understand.
Correct.
She doesn't want.
But that was after the fact. We didn't know that.
Before that, when you first just find out he took another date, yeah. Did you not feel sad? I did.
I felt bad for Lorelai. I really did.
Oh, Danielle, you cold hearted.
You guys, it's the same. thing over and over and over again. Like, at some point, like, something's got to give. And it's just, I don't know. It's just the same thing to me. And so I'm just kind of like, at some point, Lorelai's got to put her big girl pants on and take relationships, you know. I don't know. I still thought it was painful,
when she said, so they're talking about it and saying she wasn't wearing underwear and who wasn't, Jason's date. And then she's like, how beautiful was she? Perfectly fine for his first wife, which I thought was a very funny line. But I was sad for her then. I was like, oh, ow.
Yeah, she got hammered. She got slammed. You know, she felt used. Yeah. She felt cheap. She felt, oh, God. You know, ick.
And immediately when Digger showed up at the inn, I was like, what a jerk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I almost said a different
word. The writers make you feel exactly the way they want you to feel.
Yeah, and I was pissed, and I thought she was reacting exactly as sort of one would, you know. And then I was glad we didn't belabor it, and then she said quickly, what the F?
Yeah. Yeah, she's not shy, that one. By the way,
who could resist her blue eyes with that hat and scarf?
There you go. Huh? Right? Talk about
this guy's playing his cards right, though. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta tip my hat to Jason, because it's like, yeah, you know what? If you're not going to, let me parade you around and just keep us a secret,
then this is what I'm gonna do.
Then this is what you get.
Yeah.
And I like that he's actually like standing his ground in that, because he's absolutely right.
And she said everything I would have said, like, why can't you just go alone? And he's like, you don't go to these things alone.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, like every single thing he sort of had a point. Although the thing I love about Gilmore Girls, in these scenes that are so dramatic, they give you the lines like, you're taking bare-butted women to functions, and then you can't help but crack up. So it's like, I do love that.
Yeah.
Your date with no underwear. You're taking bare-butted women to functions. But so we're Team Digger.
I never thought I would say it, but yes. Right now I'm like, I actually get him.
I'm not gonna say I'm Team Digger. I'm gonna say I'm intrigued and I'm interested to see where it goes.
Okay, I agree.
Open to this. I wanna see where it goes. Tara, how do you feel?
Same, like he's playing his cards right, but I don't think I want him with Lorelai in the long run, but
no.
But they're having fun.
And I think it dies the minute they tell Richard and Emily, who become delighted. Lorelai's finally grown up. You have seen.
Interesting.
You know, and that's when it'll die. So.
And then once again, they always throw you for a little curveball just after you've got this. We've got this crescendo and this dramatic scene that resolves itself, even though at that point, I think she should have told the parents, like maybe the night before, or a couple nights before. But then he's like, I'm going to have to take other dates to things. Then I would have been like, oh, maybe we do tell the parents.
Here's the question. Who tells? Does Digger tell Richard or does Lorelai tell Emily?
Oh, I think it has to be Lorelai. Yeah.
Because what a great question.
Because if Digger tells Richard, then Lorelai still gets an order of you know what from Emily and Richard. So it's, you're right. I think it's got to be Lorelai tells them. But
I think Digger could have said to Richard, hey, I really have been enjoying, I've been spending a little time with Lorelai. Are you okay if I take her out, or I'm going to ask her out?
Like,
I
just wanted you to know.
Right. Because, then it gets into this thing with Lorelai and her parents of boundaries. You know, it's like, respect my boundaries. I'll do what I want. I'll date who I want. And I've known Digger. I mean, you can't claim that you possess him because he's in a business relationship with Richard. You know, I grew up with this kid. And, you know, we're exploring something and it's none of your damn business to back off. So it's appropriate that she doesn't have to say anything. I think it is the more I think about it, I think it's appropriate that, I think Tara, what you said about Digger talking to Richard about it, I think it's fine. Cause that's really the loss here is that the trust could be broken in that business relationship if he keeps it under wraps.
Well, I think that Lorelai should be the one. It's her parents, but it wouldn't surprise me.
So then you agree with me.
Well, but then I also think that he would be the kind of person that would say, like, if you don't tell them, I'm gonna have the conversation. Yeah. Like, he seems like that kind of guy.
Well, we should.
I did like your move, Amy. That was a good chess move that you just
Thank you.
Concocted in your brain. I'm like, that was really smooth.
The only problem, the only problem with my idea in theory is if Richard went, absolutely not. So that's why Digger has to say it like, I'm going to do this. Like, he's not asking permission per se, but he's like telling them.
And even like if they already went on a date, he's going to preface it like they haven't. Like that. Is
kind
that
of ish. Yeah. I would just be very vague about it. Like, we've been meeting up a little bit. Yeah. You know, we've seen each other around your house and a few other places.
He already got Emily to dump the launch party in favor of taking everybody to Atlantic City. So now it's like, okay, let's, hey, Richard, you know, Laurel, we went out on a sort of a date, I guess. And I just want to let you know that.
I think Richard would be pumped about it. I actually think Richard would be pumped. I think Emily would want to be like pissy because she thinks Digger's a little schmarmy, but she also would go, oh, this is the kind of breeding we like. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Yeah. There's really nothing Emily could do about it. I mean, what is she going to cause a big stink and jeopardize the relationship, jeopardize the business relationship?
Right. No, she's not going to tell Lorelai, no, this is the kind of dude they want.
Yeah.
Right,
exactly. And I weirdly do think that Richard would like that his partner is with his daughter because this business will eventually stay in the family.
Yeah.
Like, I think he would like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think he's living the dream with that.
Yeah. Divorce him and get the business. Nice.
So just when you think it's safe to go back in the water, we realize after that scene that, oh my God, Rory's in Asher's class.
Like, of course.
He was appropriately creepy.
She was like,
it was really, oh boy.
I don't think she's gonna be able to contain herself. Like,
no, even when he's like, "Oh, I have such a great relationship with someone important to you," and she's just like, "Pale white," and then he's all, "Your grandfather," and you're just like, "Oh God,
God poor
like,
I guess Rory. There's two. She can't go to private school or Yale without somebody, you know, dating somebody, or mom dating a teacher, and now it's her roommate dating a professor. It's like, poor Rory, she's gonna deal with all this stuff. She's so innocent and sweet. There's really very little you can do to shock.
Exactly. So before we give our scale of 1 to 10 pieces of marzipan, any favorite lines we didn't get to?
I don't think we used marzipan because we didn't. I didn't try it, but you didn't approve.
Things of Toblerone?
Well, I like that. I think we should. Yeah. Or maybe, diapers.
How many ladies not wearing underwear?
I do.
Diapers and dentures.
How many babies rolled under cream. A bed?
How many
rubber babies?
Rubber babies.
Let's give rubber babies.
Also, shout out to the person from last week who couldn't believe we didn't do how many fun flasks. And you know what?
Correct. We really missed that.
That was a golden opportunity.
What did we do? I can't remember.
What did we do?
I don't either.
What did we do?
We didn't do fun flasks.
We didn't do fun flasks. What did we do?
Oh, we did. What did Emily have with her at the game? Bloody Marys. Yeah.
No, we didn't. We did.
We did not do Bloody Marys.
We did not do Bloody Marys.
Did we not? I thought maybe we talked about doing it.
No. What did we do?
Or maybe I just want a Bloody Mary.
It's a fantastic conversation.
Are we going with rubber babies? Are we going how many rubber babies?
Yeah. We're going to have to go with rubber babies.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at the Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Do we have the crack staff?
Oh, good God, you. The crack staff.
Yeah.
Burning the midnight oil. Oh,
can
my.
I have two crack staff findings of my own?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Hang on.
Okay. Scott's like,
no, okay. I get first dibs.
Okay, you go, and then if you don't get mine, then
I'll tell you that. There you go. I'll tell you, my crack staff, they're gonna protest, and they're gonna want to raise if you, like, you know, come on.
I don't blame them.
These they have pride. They're just unbelievable. This crack staff. Here, I'm typing in crack staff right now.
Oh my God.
There you go. All right, here somebody's, we go.
People are writing on Instagram crack staff too, which I think is hilarious.
When Lorelai drops the pizza box on the floor, she in her kitchen before Rory comes in, she puts all the crust back in the box. But when Rory walks in, the crusts are all over the floor again.
Oh. Yep. That was one of mine.
Thank you, crack staff. When Lorelai and Jason are back at his apartment after their date, Jason opens the wine fridge and then doesn't close the door all the way.
Oh.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is all my crack staff.
Oh, wow, Danielle.
This is pretty much
thank God, Danielle.
Virtually perfect episode in that regard.
So the pizza one I had too, and it just, I literally almost vomited with her sweeping actual pizza crust under the sink. I'm like, how do you not have an ant infestation at your house?
A rat infestation.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And then the second one was Monique Coleman was in this episode. Did anybody spot her?
Who?
Wait, she was?
Yes, she was one of the girls at Yale.
Who's that?
In the newspaper who's room.
She was in High School Musical.
Oh, yeah. Was she the one that told...
Yeah.
Was she the one that told Danny Strong to go... What did he call him? She was pissed.
She was.
And she said jackass to him?
Yes.
I think yes.
That was her.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
And I was just like, oh my gosh, I love her.
Isn't it so funny how so many people who are like famous and did other things like all starred on shows like Gilmore Girls? Yeah. I love seeing that.
So, you know, you're going to have to get some passes for the crack staff because I'm going to need them at the event on the 22nd, you know.
Oh,
right?
I'm covered.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right.
We got you.
Can't wait to meet them.
Your fake staff.
No, they're real. It was Bloody Mary ratings last episode. Oh, so
Scott's like, here's Andy and here's Alex.
I was right.
Scott's like, here's my friend, my imaginary friend. It was Bloody Mary.
Thank you.
Anyway, I think that kind
of. Any other favorite lines? Mine's clearly the bare butted.
Oh God, favorite lines. Gee, there's always so many. How can you pick one?
I know. Richard said, those nuns kick you know what.
Right.
Made me laugh.
Wait, so how many rubber babies?
Oh yeah, we got to do the
oh,
rubber babies.
Oh, we didn't
babies.
Do it.
Tara, go ahead. How many rubber babies are you giving this episode?
I'll give it a 6.5.
Wow, you're tough.
That's low.
What is wrong with you?
Wow.
It's just, it was good. It just wasn't like one of my favorites.
Oh my gosh.
All right. I won't judge. I won't judge.
Tara woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Because, boy, baby's got a bubble in her stomach.
Nines and tens are like it has to be like my favorite to get out.
Yeah. Totally understand.
I don't.
But geez.
I'm 8.5 rubber babies.
Okay. 9 rubber babies.
9.5 rubber babies.
Oh.
I thought this was an excellent episode. And you know what? There might be an even more excellenter episode. The next one, season 4, episode 11, In the Clamor and the Clangor. We will see you next time. Thank you, Tara Sood, Daniel Roma, Amy Sugarman. And we will see all of you December 22nd at Warner Brothers for a live podcast with WB Tours. And we will post on our socials how you get tickets to the live podcast event on December 22nd from the backlot at Warner Brothers in Stars Hollow, reconstructed with Christmas theme. It's going to be fantastic. And there's going to be also a streaming piece to this for the next day, as Danielle explained. And you'll be able to purchase the streaming as well. So thanks, everybody. Best fans on the planet. We've got a big event coming your way. Hope you love it. Love you guys. Stay safe, everyone. Happy holidays. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade 1 specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.